Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. China devalued its currency for a third consecutive day, while global markets recovered after Beijing signaled it would not continue the devaluation much further. The central bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point about 1% lower than the previous day. Beijing strictly controls the yuan with a range of 2% above or below the reference point, which is set daily. The currency has lost more than 3% of its value since the first change in the market midpoint on Tuesday. Central bank officials on Thursday attempted to ease fears of further devaluation, saying the yuan was now close to market level. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad on Thursday, killing at least 67 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more were wounded when a refrigerated truck, packed with explosives, was detonated just after dawn on the crowded Jamila market in Sadr City, according to officials. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Myanmar's president Thein Sein carried out a purge of leadership of the country's ruling party Thursday in a major political shakeup ahead of national elections in November. The party released a statement saying that Union Solidarity and Development Party chairman Shwe Man was removed from that post because his duties as both a party leader and a parliamentary speaker were too much of a burden. The longtime politician, who had indicated in the past that he would run for president in 2015, has not commented on his removal. Officials say Shwe Man will remain as parliament speaker and as a party candidate in the upcoming polls. This is VOA News.